Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He has moved into the house of Matthew Modine, the actor there, and his father is kind of a border, a kind of a child taken.
719 on 720 WGN from 1967 until his death in 2013. Roger Ebert delivered the greatest film analysis of anyone, in my opinion. He was the film critic for the Chicago Sun-Times. He and Gene Siskel delivered fantastic film criticism on their show At the Movies that ran for decades. As I said so many times, Roger Ebert taught us all how to evaluate movies, both the average filmgoer. When they go to a movie and then talk about it with their friends, often they were talking about it the way that Roger and Gene would. And certainly for those of us who have taken this up as a living of reviewing movies, it was Roger who taught us all how to do that. And Roger's life was celebrated in the documentary Life Itself, which came out a couple of years ago. And it is being celebrated in a special online event, which is taking place today. Chaz Ebert joins us on the phone line right now. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Dean. Thank you for inviting me to come on this morning.
It's so nice to talk to you. I see when we were able to go to movies, I would see Chaz at the theaters and at different events, always keeping very, very busy. But how great with people staying home and watching movies online, streaming, that they will have an opportunity to see this great documentary that was done on Roger's life.
Dean, I'm looking forward to watching Life Itself tonight myself. Of course, I've seen it before, but I'm a little nervous about watching it today. I don't know what to expect. Of course, it's a great documentary. Steve James did a wonderful job with the film. It's also executive produced by Martin Scorsese and Steve Zaillian. But there's so many thoughts going through my head. Number one, though, is this is a movie that is, I think, more for this time than ever, because Roger talks about empathy, and that's really, that was his big message throughout his, the most consistent message throughout his movie reviewing career, how movies allow you to put yourself in the place and in the shoes of a person different than you.
Yeah. Yeah, that you could experience something that you might not otherwise experience. And, you know, it talked about his beginnings in the Champaign-Urbana area, coming to Chicago, the Sun-Times, his years with working with Gene Siskel.
Which is hilarious.
Hilarious. And much of it at WGN-TV, where they recorded their shows.
Yes.
I remember Roger always asking me, hey, do they still have those great oatmeal cookies in the cafeteria? That's like, okay, you produced one of the most memorable television shows of all time, and your great memory are the oatmeal cookies in the WGN cafeteria through the years. But, it talks about his life and his struggles with his health. I wondered, I mean, you're going to be doing a kind of a Q&A along with the movie today,
yes.
which is kind of interesting. And I wondered, emotionally for you, what that's like. I mean, I know you've seen this film a million times. I know that you've spoken so many times about Roger's life and his passing. It still must be a little bit bittersweet for you have to dig into this again, right?
You know, it's been a while since I've done that deliberately. I put some space between me and the movie, just emotional space. And so that's why I'm wondering what tonight is going to be like when I watch it with everyone else who's watching it. Roger, it's really funny because Roger always said that when he loved people watching a movie around the same time, because he said there was some sort of invisible connection between people when you're watching the movie. And I'm hoping that there's this, that there will be sort of this invisible heart connection between everyone who, you know, drops in to watch Life Itself tonight.
Yeah, explain how people can do this now, because this is part of
Magnolia Pictures.
Yeah, they're doing kind of a documentary series called A Few of Our Favorite Documentaries, and it's being kicked off by the Roger Ebert documentary Life Itself. But explain how people can watch and how people can participate and watch the Q&A that you're going to be doing afterwards.
Well, Magnolia Pictures is offering it through watch.eventlive.org. That's W-A-T-C-H, watch.event, eventlive.org. And if you don't remember that, just go to my website, rogerebert.com, and we have a whole article and with links to tell you how to watch the movie.
Okay, so so the movie's going to run, and then you will be in conversation after?
Well, not tonight. The conversation is, the Q&A with Steve James takes place next Wednesday.
Okay.
So that's next Wednesday, May 27th.
Got it.
And we're lining up, it's a surprise, we haven't announced this yet, and so I hope this all happens.
Surprise guests?
The surprise guests,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know how that works, doing a radio show.
Yes, and I'll announce it, and it'll be a surprise for me if it doesn't happen. But
either way, somebody's getting surprised in this deal.
Yes, the surprise guest will be a musical guest.
Oh, okay.
Clem Snide, a group that made a song called Roger Ebert.
Oh, okay.
And they were going to be our surprise guest at Ebert Fest to open the Ebert Fest Film Festival this year.
Yeah.
But because of the pandemic, Ebert Fest was canceled.
Right.
So we thought, why not have Clem Snide perform Roger Ebert live before the Q&A that Steve James and I will have next Wednesday night.
Okay, so good. So director Steve James and Chaz,
yes,
and the
Clem, C-L-E-M Snide.
Clem Snide.
S-N-I-D-E.
Clem Snide. I
yes,
love that. I love the name of the group, if nothing else.
Yes, that's their name. Eve Barzilay. Well, that's an even more difficult name to pronounce, is the singer-songwriter who wrote. He said that he was going through a period where he was really down and out in his life, and he heard, he read an article in Rolling Stone magazine about Roger Ebert's last words and decided to write a song about it, and he said that actually helped to lift him out of a funk, and anyway, he'll be performing it.
That's great.
Live next Wednesday night.
That's great. You know, I think of Roger often, you know, and I often ask myself, what would Roger do in a situation like this? How would Roger be reacting to a movie like this? And
I got to
be thinking, with the movie shut down right now, what would Roger be saying and doing right now during this period where there are no movie theaters to go to?
You know what? I asked myself that same question, and the answer came to me quickly, as if Roger himself gave me the answer. He would be opening up more drive-in theaters.
Ah.
Because there are actually pop-in, there are ways to do pop-up
right,
drive-in theaters, and I have no doubt Roger would be organizing that all around the country, since the weather's getting better. He also would be doing these kind of virtual cinema events,
right,
to make sure that people at home can watch the best movies.
Yeah,
and I think that what he would have done is, anyway, I just know, I sat down and asked myself, Roger, what would you do?
Right.
Well, because Roger loved movies, and we watched them all the time.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, how would he be reacting to Netflix and people going to watch movies and events and things online? The world is so different from, you know, when he passed away. Anyway,
except
you can see.
Except that you know that he also He also was a champion of Netflix and some of the things they did. He took them to task when he thought what they did wasn't right, but he liked progress, and but he did think that movies should be a community event. So he would have found some way to make them communal, even though we can't all sit shoulder to shoulder in a movie theater.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, maybe the second best thing, being able to see the Roger Ebert documentary, Life Itself, on watch.eventlive.org. And the Q&A with Chaz Ebert and Steve James will be taking place this coming next Wednesday, the 27th. Chaz, we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Stay safe. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. And please go to RogerEbert.com if you can't find it anywhere else.
Good deal. There's Chaz Ebert joining us this morning with some more options of things for you to do.